The question everyone here is asking about Mr. Netanyahu's upcoming speeches, will he give in to American pressure and endorse the creation of a Palestinian state? And will he agree to U.S. demands for a freeze in construction in Jewish settlements? So far, the Prime Minister has rejected both demands, creating a rare rift between Israel and Washington. He faces a dilemma, keeping Israel's all-important relations with the United States on track while pleasing his hawkish coalition partners. Cabinet Minister Benny Begin of Mr. Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party warned him not to endorse a Palestinian state. Begin said he has heard comments from U.S. officials that the two-state solution is the only solution. If that is the only solution, he quipped, then there is no solution. Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat says his side needs to hear the following points from Mr. Netanyahu.
The two-state solution, to call to stop settlement activities including natural growth, and for Israel to stop being an occupying power.
Israeli analyst Ron Angisin, a former government spokesman, says the prime minister will try to please everyone.
I think the speech has to deal with the issue of the two-state solution, but it has to state it in such a way that it won't become a two-state problem.
Gisin says there are conditions.
On the one side, it has to be clearly determined and defined what kind of a state the Palestinian state should be. Definitely it has to be demilitarized. And with whom do the Palestinians make peace? Not with a crusader state, but with a Jewish state.
The Palestinians say those demands are an obstacle. They refuse to recognize Israel as a Jewish state because 20% of the population is Arab. And they reject demilitarization, saying the Palestinians have the right of self-defense. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.